T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on this Tuesday night. And now, we're moving towards this. I'm leaving on a plane Sunday to go to Arizona. The Eagles are leaving on a plane Sunday. Not the same plane. They get a nicer plane, I'm sure, than I do. But Arizona and the Super Bowl is here, and it's real. You know why? Because this Eagles team isn't good, it's great. And it's one of those things during the season where I feel like we touched on this idea that this team is great. Not good, but great. And it was almost a touch-and-go type of thing. It's like, who have they played? Let's see. Let's wait. Over and over. No one wanted to just say it out loud. You know, we've had the conversation about where they stack up, greatest Eagles team of all time, you know, the history of Philadelphia over the years and the best teams. And I heard DeCameron Ritchie talking about this team as maybe the greatest Philadelphia sports team of all time, and it certainly has a claim to be that. But here's where I now put this Eagles team, and I'm curious if you agree or if you need to wait to see if they pull off a championship. I'm not waiting. I'm ready to say it tonight. I look at this Eagles team and what they've put together, how deep they are, what they've accomplished this season, and I now consider this Eagles team, this 2022 Eagles team, to be one of the great NFL teams of all time. I believe that. I believe we are watching, and we've been watching all year, whether we knew it, admitted it, you know, acknowledged it or not. We're watching an all-time great NFL team. Let me tell you why. Number one, and it starts and ends here. They are 16-1 with their starting quarterback. 16-1. Go throughout the history of the NFL, and you can't give me more than a couple teams ever that did that or exceeded it. You just can't. I mean, you have to go to undefeated teams, but even the undefeated Dolphins didn't play that many games. The Patriots, 16-1. They were 16-1. They had a couple playoff games. They were 18-1. So it's similar. But again, they had the one loss. And then there's every other great team. There's some 15-1 teams that went to the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl, and they're in the mix. But the amount of teams that are ever that have better records with their starting quarterback than 16-1 is minimal in the history of pro football. So they're on the field, results, wins and losses, which is really what it's all about. I mean, the style points are style points. But wins and losses when Jalen Hurts has been on the field this year have been as good as any team in the history of pro football. I understand we want to nitpick. We say, well, who they play? Who'd they play? Well, they didn't have a great schedule. I bet if we go back, and we did it, I think, a couple months ago, and we talked about the undefeated thing, you know, when they were still undefeated in November, we looked at that 72 Dolphins team, and they played a bunch of crap that season. I think we can go through every team that ever had a very special record, and you could nitpick if you want, like, well, who they really beat. Here's what's absolutely true and a fact. In the history of the NFL, best records against teams with winning records. And if you want to tell me the Giants were that good with a winning record, go for it. I mean, knock yourself out. But here's the truth. Against teams with winning records, top three teams ever, the 1969 Vikings, 9-1. The 2007 Patriots, 9-1. The 2022 Eagles, 9-1. And if the Eagles win the Super Bowl and beat the Chiefs, they will have more wins against teams with winning records than any team in the history of the NFL. They enter the Super Bowl here with the most sacks ever among any team entering a Super Bowl in the history of pro football. They've now passed the 85 Bears. Just think about that for one second. The 85 Bears, you know, I think historically looked at as the greatest defense of all time. I would say, for my eyes, it was the 2000 Ravens, because I was born in 86, so I didn't get to watch the 85 Bears. I understand how great they likely were. But I think if you poll, you know, 100 NFL fans that have been able to you take in the NFL last 50 years or so, you know, kind of from the start to where we are now, and you say, who's the best defense of all time? The 85 Bears kind of roll off the tongue, as I would say most people would say that. The Eagles have surpassed them now for the most sacks ever entering a Super Bowl. The Eagles have more sacks than any team in the history of the NFL entering a Super Bowl. They are just the fifth team in the Super Bowl era to win their conference title game and divisional round by 21 or more points. These don't feel like NFL playoff games the last couple weeks. These feel like, you know, like college bowl games when one team is just from the SEC and other team's from the Pac-12 and they blow the doors off them. This was supposed to be the hardest games of the year. Well, the Giants are hot. Well, the Niners have this great defense. And they ran through them. All those other four teams, by the way, that did that, they went on to win the Super Bowl. They're the first teams in the 2000 Ravens to allow seven points or fewer in consecutive playoff games. Okay? And here is what I think really kind of hammers it home for me, that we are watching an all-time great team. Great season, beat a bunch of teams with winning records. The sacks are ridiculous. They blew teams out in the playoffs. They've checked every single box. When Jalen Hurts plays, they're 16-1. But if you really want to cement this, and if you're on the fence of believing we're watching a great team, well, let everybody else's opinion sway yours. I always think the betting market, the line in a game, is a tell. Because it's not one person's opinion, it's the consensus opinion. And there's people, and we know it, who bet professionally and set these lines. Like, there's when a game goes one way or the other in terms of the perception, it's telling you something about how they're viewed. And the Eagles are viewed right now, as we sit here tonight, on this Tuesday, a week and a half before the Super Bowl, as the favorite. They are favored over the best quarterback of this generation. The Eagles are favorites over Patrick Mahomes in a game. They're favorites over Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, one of the great coaches of all time, one of the great quarterbacks of all time. And if you go back in the history of the salary cap era, I only found three all-time quarterbacks that were underdogs in the Super Bowl. And one doesn't even really count because he went up against another all-timer. So John Elway was underdog against Brett Favre, but they're both Hall of Famers. Okay, that kind of washed itself out. The only other times an all-time quarterback, and Mahomes is an all-time quarterback. Let's just be real. Already he is, okay? The only other times a quarterback on the level of Mahomes, a guy that, you know, will go down as a top 10, probably top 5 quarterback of all time, was an underdog in the salary cap era, that was Tom Brady. He was a 1-point underdog to the Seahawks, and he was a big underdog against the Rams when he first started and no one knew how good he was. Like, it matters. This matters when you're talking about how good this team is. The Eagles are favorites over Patrick Mahomes. They're blowing the doors off of teams. They're 16-1 with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. And I can't stress this enough. If not for one fluky night on Monday Night Football against the Washington Commanders, where they had four turnovers, including the weirdest turnovers you'll ever see. I mean, Quez Watkins catches a big pass down the field, gets up, falls down, stripped from behind. A.J. Brown is sure-handed as they come, has an interception go right through his hands into the defender. If not for a fluky game against the Commanders, this team is literally undefeated in 17 games with Jalen Hurts. We are watching an all-time great NFL team. 215-592-9494. I'm curious, are you ready to say that? Do you believe that right now? Or do you need to see them win the Super Bowl? Because I understand that how this works now. Their biggest game is their next one. And their biggest game is to win a championship and have a parade and it be etched in history. And you know what? If the Eagles win the Super Bowl and beat Patrick Mahomes, I think most people will agree with me then. And it'll be more like, yeah, of course, it's an all-time great team. I'm willing to say it tonight. I believe we're watching an all-time great NFL team. I don't need to wait for them to win Super Bowl 57 for me to say it. 215-592-9494. Do you think we're watching an all-time great team? I mean, not just great, not just a great Eagles team, an all-time great NFL team. I believe we are. And I think you could stack them up against the best teams we've seen in the salary cap era. You want to go back a million years when, you know, the Niners and the Cowboys and the Steelers got to hoard the best players in the league for 10 years. That's a little bit trickier. But if you go back the last 30 years or so since the salary cap came in, this team belongs up there with any of those teams. Agree or disagree? 215-592-9494. Tucker, what do you think? And are you ready to say it? All-time great team.
No, because I don't think this team gets remembered like that if they don't win the Super Bowl. I mean, there have been a ton of great teams who had a lot of regular season success who ran through the postseason and they got to the Super Bowl and they laid an egg, right? I think back to the 2002 Eagles. That team, point differential, was much better than this team. That team won 12 games. It was only the second team in franchise history to win 12 games behind the 1980 Eagles, and we remember them for falling flat in the NFC title game. But I also think about a team maybe a little closer, and maybe not from here, but think back to the 2015 Carolina Panthers. That team, they went 15-1 in the regular season. They were number one when it comes to points scored. They were number six when it comes to points allowed. They ran through the postseason. They beat the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC title game 49-15. And then they got to the Super Bowl and they laid an egg, and we don't ever talk about that team, right? That team is completely forgotten, and I think it would be the same for this Eagles team. And the fact that they won the Super Bowl just 5 years ago means until this franchise wins the Super Bowl again, if this team doesn't do it this year, maybe does it next year, this group of players is going to be living in 2017 shadow. Like, the bar has been set so much higher now since they won their first title that just getting there, just being able to hang out in Arizona next week and party at Shaq's Funhouse and everything else going on in the desert doesn't mean anything unless they win the game. I think what this team has done so far, I think it's irrelevant, quite honestly, unless they win next week.
215-592-9049. For now, I'm imagining a Shaquille O'Neal funhouse with a bunch of mirrors, but when you look in them, you look like Shaq.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, imagine waking
up. He's a little bigger than I am.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you'd be like, what happened? I never looked like Shaquille O'Neal. Now I do. That aside, Tucker needs to wait. He needs to see a Super Bowl. I don't need to wait. I mean, I feel like we've waited all year to acknowledge the truth. This team is an all-time great team. They are 16-1 with their quarterback. That one loss was as fluky as they come. They have more sacks than any team ever entering a Super Bowl. They just beat two teams in the postseason, and one of which everyone was afraid of, by at least 21 points. They just held back-to-back playoff opponents to 7 or less points against two guys that might finish first or second in coach of the year, offensive coaches. No one's done that since the 2000 Ravens. We are watching an all-time great team. Sometimes it takes a while for it to set in what we're watching. And this team didn't have those kind of expectations. They hadn't been in the playoffs for 5 straight years. They weren't a championship team already. So I think sometimes it's like, really? Am I seeing this correctly? Yeah, you are. I mean, our eyes shouldn't lie to us. The results can't lie to us. They're up there with any team that's ever been in the NFL, especially in the salary cap era. 215-592-9494. All right, agree, disagree. Are you ready to say it? Are you ready to call this team an all-time great team? Tucker, I mean, he needs to wait. He needs to see a championship. I mean, I don't need to wait for that.
I mean,
that.
You don't get a parade for losing one game with your quarterback, right?
No, but my point is this. Everyone will acknowledge, or I think most will acknowledge, this is an all-time team if they win the Super Bowl. I'm ready to acknowledge it today. I don't need to wait, you know, a week and a half. Let's go to John at Barrington. What's up, John?
I agree with you. I think they're an all-time great team. They really are fantastic. They're just good in almost every area. And, you know, they do have lulls on offense. I thought they had a lull this week, but they're a really good team.
And what you said there, John, is really why. I mean, they don't have a single weakness, and they can win in a bunch of ways, right? They win some ugly games like the Colts game. This past game was kind of ugly the way it went. Or they could look great. They could throw the ball for 400 yards like against the Steelers. Like, they could win any way the game needs to be won.
Yep. I agree with that. I mean, I just don't see it. I don't see – I mean, this game will be tougher than people think because – and I'll admit I'm biased. I'm a huge Andy Reid fan. I believe he will find a way to move the ball against them and make it a lot closer than people think. But at the end, the Eagles are just more talented.
And they're deeper. Yeah, and they're better. And, John, they're better on both lines. And, John, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, that sometimes, the quarterback is such a major part of the story in every football game. It's the way the NFL is set up now. And, we realize when Patrick Mahomes is healthy, and even when he's not, we just saw, I mean, the guy's an alien. I mean, he's off to the greatest start any quarterback's ever been on in the NFL. I mean, I'll say this about Mahomes. I think the start of his career is the best of any player I've ever watched, ever. I mean, that's how great his career has been to start off. It doesn't mean he can't be beat, and it doesn't mean a better team can't beat him. He did lose the Super Bowl a couple years ago to the Bucs because they couldn't block. And the Bucs got to him and just rattled him the entire night, and he was hurt and off. So that is that's possible for this game, that the Eagles just get to Mahomes the entire night with Reddick and company, and they beat him and put the cherry on top for the non-believers, the doubters, who aren't ready to say they're an all-time great team. And then everyone will say it. Yeah, you're a non-believer.
Is that me?
A doubter that this team is truly, truly special. Paul is in Northeast Philly. Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Paul, what are you thinking?
Hey, man, listen. Look, I told you, Jeff, listen, we got the best team, okay? And just like you said, NFL history. And I'm not going to lie to you. The same way you just said about Patrick having the best first couple seasons ever in history,
mm-hmm.
you said the same thing about Jalen. Who came back better and more prepared than the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback that everybody doubted? And I called 2 years ago when he came in, and my therapist told me, she was like, yo, you need to say that. Remember when you called in and you was like, yo, Jalen's going to be the man? I was like, yeah, I ain't say that yet, but I'm saying it now. I've been said that, and a lot of people have. It's like, oh, gee, he called him the Duke. I rock with that because, yo, you cannot doubt, not even just the coaches, not yet, but listen, our defense is better than their offense. Their offense only has a couple of guys. We got all 11.
Well, that Paul, you're right. You know what we need to do, Paul? I think we need to round up all of the believers from the beginning in Jalen Hurts. I was a believer, Paul. You were. OG Wade obviously was a believer. We need to come together like the original Jalen Hurts fans, because now everyone's a Jalen Hurts fan. We're all together now. But
that's the thing. They wasn't on that training.
Paul, we were yelling. We were telling them this guy's the guy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, yo, listen, and I'm not going in sleeping on Kansas City, but I'm just speaking of facts, man. I'm going to say this. Again, just like I said, our defense is better than our offense, and their defense cannot stop our offense. So it's going to be close. It's going to be tight. I ain't saying it's going to be a blowout, but I'm just saying we right there.
Well,
it's going to be better than 17.
Yeah, well, man, Paul, well, that game was such a nail-biter. Paul, man, I appreciate the phone call. Paul, an original Jalen Hurts fan and believed in him back in the day. I remember some of Paul's calls back in the day. But the bottom line is this. Whether it's easy, whether it's not, I don't think it's going to be easy. I mean, how often do the Chiefs ever lose by margin? I mean, they're the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But that doesn't matter to me. I don't care if the Eagles win the game by 1 or 50. All that matters is they win the game. But I'm ready to acknowledge this. I am ready to say what the truth has been. They've played like an all-time great team this year. And look at this. Look at the results. 16-1 with Jalen Hurts on the field. And that one loss was as fluky as it comes. It was like they were dominated that night. It was fluky. If Quez Watkins holds on to the football, they're probably 17-0 with Jalen Hurts. They just won 2 home playoff games by at least 3 touchdowns. They have more sacks than any team that's ever entered the Super Bowl. Like, move over 85 Bears. That's what this team has put on the field. In an era of everyone throws the ball all the time, they allowed less than 180 yards per game passing, which is ridiculous because they were winning most games late in the game. I think part of it is we just didn't think they were that great to start the season, so it took us a while to acknowledge, okay, how good are they? Really good? Great? Kind of great. Like, it was a constant battle within ourselves to accept their greatness. Well, they're obviously a great team. Whether they win the Super Bowl or not, they're a great football team. Now it goes to that upper echelon, that pantheon, that all-time great status. And I'll look right now and I'll tell you, I believe in this moment today, right now, we are watching an all-time great NFL team. Agree? Or do you need to see them raise the Lombardi before you believe it? 215-592-9494. I believe this Eagles team, the one we have watched from September on, is an all-time great NFL team. Tucker needs to see that trophy in Glendale next weekend to believe it. I'm there ready. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. We got a lot to do tonight. Guests from Pro Football Focus later. We got a bunch of fans from around the country. One dope I know up in New York. One dope, or a couple dopes out in San Francisco. They all hate everyone in Philadelphia now. It's very easy to hate on this city because it's a city of winners right now. Both the Phillies, the Eagles, a bunch of babies out there. We'll get to all that. A lot to do tonight. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard on this Tuesday night. Coming up at 8. We gotta go over some things here. Some former guests of the show just destroying the city of Philadelphia. We have to ban these guys from the show moving forward. We'll get to that.
We don't usually do that.
No.
We usually don't ban the haters.
We welcome haters, but I mean, these guys are supposed to be friends of the show, and they're just ripping everyone in the city. So we'll get to that coming up. Chris Sims looked like he was in pain trying to give Jalen Hurts some credit, so we'll let you hear what he had to say. And, of course, all your phone calls here, 215-592-9494. I believe this Eagles team we're watching and have watched all season long is an all-time great NFL team. Not great, not really good, all-time great NFL team. And I'm willing to say this now before they kick off Super Bowl 57. Some people, Tucker, need to see them win the Super Bowl first. I'm comfortable saying it right now. Are you there, or do you need to see them seal the deal before you put them in that echelon? Donald is in Chester. Hey, Donald.
Hello.
Hello, Donald.
Yes, yes, yes. How you doing?
Good, Donald. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I mean, I'm with you. You know, what you say. I can understand what Tuck said, you know, because I used to hear Hurts say about the standard being set, and I always took it as that's what he meant about the Super Bowl, you know,
mm-hmm.
about the standard being set. So, you know, I can get where Tuck's coming from, but however, it's just that in this situation for me, it's different because I'm always about the winning, you know, the winning and the losing. But man, they just accomplished so much in this season, you know. And they have. And, like, to me, in a sense, it kind of can overshadow, you know, the result.
Well, you're right about that. And Donald, you're like, and I agree with you with the way Hurts talks. I think it's the Nick Saban in him, the Alabama in him. Like, the job's not finished until we win the championship.
Yeah, right. I mean, I can see that. So I get where Tuck is coming from. Now, on the flip side here, I'm going to tell you something. I thought either way against San Francisco that we were going to win by two touchdowns. I wasn't buying that low-scoring game. I respected the 49ers defense, but going out and getting A.J. Brown and, you know, boosting up the passing game to where it was somewhat on the level of the running game, it's like, how do you stop that? You know, because I want to make this one point as well. There was a guy on the YouTube shorts that was criticizing how people were saying how the Eagles had dominated the 49ers. He said, that wasn't true. You know, it was a couple of, you take away one, okay, and they go to the other, you know, and they maximize it.
Mm-hmm.
So San Francisco gave us the running game. So what did we do? We rushed for almost 150 yards against the number one rushing defense. So, and Dan Orlovsky always says it best, too. He says, I don't know how you defend this offense. So, you know, the Chiefs, they have Mahomes, but Big Red might be in trouble next week.
Well, yeah. And Spagnuolo, who obviously we know well, Donald, we appreciate it here, he might be in trouble. And you're right. I've heard, I mean, you know, Orlovsky's been on this since September. I think it was after week three. He said the Eagles went, you know, they're the most impossible offense to stop because – you commit to one thing and they do the other. You try to stop the run, they throw it. You try to stop them from throwing it, they run it. I mean, they play the numbers, they play the matchup, they play the look. I mean, Jalen Hurts always puts them in the right look, then and then they just, their talent takes over and their offensive line takes over. It's what they've accomplished this season on both sides of the football, to have a defense this good against the pass, which is a passing league, and to get to the quarterback as much as they have, is remarkable. To have an offense that could win in multiple ways, can win by throwing the football when they're at their best and they're healthy, and they throw the ball very well this year down the field, had a lot of good passing games, or they can win by running. I mean, how often do you get a team? I think the Eagles as a team led the NFL in yards per attempt passing. So the most efficient, by one metric, most efficient passing team in the NFL, and also ran for 38 touchdowns. I mean, it's just like, this doesn't happen. There are teams that are great, and maybe they're just dynamic with a quarterback, or they have a great offense, and the defense is pretty good. It's pretty rare you get kind of historic kind of seasons on both sides of the football in different ways. It just doesn't happen very often.
No, and I think the one thing we can talk about is last week we kept saying if Jalen Hurts doesn't play well, the Eagles lose. Now, obviously, we expected Brock Purdy to play, and right, they would at least have an NFL quarterback under center on the other side of the ball. But Jalen Hurts didn't play that well against San Francisco. Jalen Hurts really didn't play that well against the Giants the week before either. The Eagles are winning games strictly by just beating the other team into a pulp on both sides of the line right now. I mean, what they've done with the offensive line and the defensive line the last 2 weeks and really the entire season, it makes them almost impossible to beat.
Well, it's funny you said that. So as we're hanging out and doing the show, NFL Network is on. I don't know why they're talking about this game, but they're mentioning the Seahawks when they beat the Broncos 43-8 in the Super Bowl like 8 or 9 years ago. The Eagles have some traits that remind me of that Seahawks team. You know, to the point where it's a young quarterback who's on his rookie deal and he's really good, but like, did the Seahawks need Russell Wilson to play his best every week? No, and he was really good at protecting the football the way Jalen is, so it wasn't like, you know, even when he had just an okay game, he was usually pretty sound and protective of the football, so they didn't have turnovers. They had a defense that just bullied teams. And you know, early in the season, I didn't know if this Eagles team could be a bully defense. They've become that. Hassan Reddick is a bully. I mean, he's knocking quarterbacks out of game left and right, and all the fans are complaining.
I do think it's silly. Like, the Eagles built their entire defense around hitting the opposing quarterback. They did it quite a bit on Sunday, and now people are upset and saying it's unfair.
Yeah, I saw it was just nonsense on the internet, which most stuff on the internet is, but one person was like, that was an illegal hit. I was like, what are you talking about, an illegal hit?
Yeah, I saw people saying it was a dirty hit. You shouldn't be allowed to swipe at the quarterback's arm.
Haven't players done this forever? Is this the way the NFL goes?
Yeah, I mean, maybe if Kyle Shanahan was such an offensive genius, he would learn to protect his quarterback.
Well, yeah, that's on him. Let's talk to Scott, who's in Allentown. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are we doing tonight?
Scott, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing real good. I'm actually delivering in Philadelphia right now. Just left the post office, and I'm listening to your show, and I just wanted to put my two cents in. I think both you and Tuck have a good, valid points, you know, but they do have this saying, if you want to be the man, you have to beat the man. Mm-hmm. And I think this team is gonna do it. I think they are. I think they're probably the best team in the NFL right now. They've been the best team the whole year. They have shown great leadership in all areas. Talking about, you know, Dwayne Johnson this week, you know, about him being injured and playing through his groin injury and how much of a warrior he is. And we've seen that throughout the whole season. When Jalen Hurts got hurt, he got hurt in that game.
Well, Scott, you're right. I mean, he never even went to the medical tent; just kept playing. And the Lane Johnson thing is remarkable. I mean, 2 weeks in a row, this guy has played. He's obviously in real pain, and he's not even allowing any pressures. It's like he's still playing at a very high level.
Absolutely incredible.
It doesn't happen often, Scott. I mean, Scott, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, it's all part of this. Like, you go through the depth they have on both lines. You go through the ability they have to control the line of scrimmage both ways. Their ability to not turn the football over, to take the football away. I mean, it's everything. It's why they're so good. I mean, you know, teams that are one-dimensional or, you know, even have a couple really, really good parts of their team, they don't just get to a 16-1 record with their quarterback. I mean, I made the comparison after week 4. The way they were winning reminded me of those old Patriots with Brady and Belichick, because they didn't win one way. They won in different ways. They were sound. They were physical. They took the football away. They got to the quarterback. They were efficient on offense. And just when you thought you kind of had them pegged as a certain kind of team, well, they did the opposite. Or they beat you a different way. And this Eagles team has done that all year long. Greg is in Westchester. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, hey, Greg. What are you thinking tonight?
So, not, this is just like 2017, only a little better for me. I went to, I didn't go to the divisional game and gave my tickets up, just like 17. I went to the NFC Championship game, and I'm going to the Super Bowl. And, you know, this team's a little bit different. And, you know, but I think we're going to crush, I think we're going to crush the Chiefs. As I, you know, same way, the line's the same way. Everybody's thinking, you know, oh, this, you know, it's going to be a close game. I think we're going to crush them, just the way we did the last two.
Well, and, I mean, Greg, if they crush the Chiefs, then there's no doubt about it. They're an all-time great team, no doubt.
Well, I already think they're an all-time great team, so I think they're going to crush the Chiefs. So, you know, and I guess my thoughts on people that are really not going to, even if we crush the Chiefs, we're still not going to. Oh, they had an easy way to get there, and you know, and we took. I think maybe we take Mahomes out. He's got his injury, right? So then everybody's going to say, oh, you know, it wasn't a real Super Bowl because you took him out.
Well, you know, yeah, you know what?
Who took him out? Our defense.
Well,
took
exactly.
Him out.
Well, that's what happened to Purdy, right? I mean, Purdy was taken out because they couldn't block Haason Reddick.
That's right. It's our team that took him out, and that's why we're the best team probably of all time. So, you know, I'm going out there to see the greatest team play the greatest game.
Well, I love it, Greg. I appreciate the phone call. Now, I mean, all time is strong. That's might be where I draw the line. But, I mean, they're obviously they're one of the greatest Philadelphia teams I've ever seen. I agree with DeCameron Ritchie, that conversation they had. And I put them in the upper echelon of NFL teams that we've ever seen. And I especially call it from the salary cap era on. You know, you want to go back to some of those 92, 93 Cowboys, 80s Niners, 70s Steelers. You know, pre-salary cap, you keep a lot of great players. And if you had a great team, it kind of grew one year to the next and just stayed great for a long time. But let's just go the last 30 years. Salary cap's been around for 30 seasons. I think this was 29 or 30. Next year might be the 30th season, but whatever. I mean, it's been a long time now. Three decades of the salary cap, you don't get many teams that only have one loss into the Super Bowl. I mean, I know they had more than that, but with Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback, you just don't get many teams that did that, that accomplished things the way they have this season and then dominated the playoffs the way they have and had 38 rushing touchdowns and had the most sacks we've ever seen. I mean, they've done some things statistically that are super rare. Let's talk to Rob, who's up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joseph, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Rob. What are you thinking tonight?
Joe, listen, real fast. Congrats to you and Hugh on the new time slot. I talked to Joe and John a lot. The earlier show don't work for me with them, so you're going to be getting a new caller regularly on that time slot. So I look forward to hearing you guys.
Oh, I can't wait to hear you, Rob. I appreciate it.
Joe, I got to score at the end, so let me get to it real quick.
Okay.
These people crying about Philadelphia. Oh, my gosh, Joe, we could walk on water, and they still will complain about people in Philadelphia. So, you know what? I don't care, Joe. I love it because you know why? We're the center of the world right now for the next 2 weeks. And when we beat the Chiefs, Joe, and I got a strategic point I want to mention, 38-17 are going to beat the Chiefs, okay?
Woo!
You know what? Mahomes is going to feel better in a couple weeks, Joe, but he's still, Joe, all it takes is one little turn. And you see him dipping a little bit when he hopped to the sideline. They're going to hound him, Joe, just like Tampa did a couple years ago. They're going to do the exact same thing that Tampa did. He's not going to have a second to throw the ball.
And that's the, Rob, that's the kryptonite for any great quarterback, right? We saw it with Brady against the Giants. We saw Mahomes against the Bucs. We saw it with Peyton Manning against the Seahawks. It's the kryptonite.
Greatest of all time, Joe. You get pressure on any quarterback, they become subpar. And, Joe, this is a matchup I like, and I'll make it quick. I love the matchup of our wideouts against their D-backs and our D-backs against their wideouts. And you know what, Joe? Go Birds. Let's go, Birds.
Love it, Rob. Appreciate it. I think the matchup's interesting. The Chiefs have a lot of rookies in that secondary. Young Thornhill's a second-year player, second or third-year player, the safety. But I think they had three rookie corners on the field last weekend.
Yeah, they definitely had Joshua Williams and Trent McDuffie out there.
Yeah, and they're not very big, especially McDuffie. I mean, it's interesting. Devontae's obviously smallest, but he plays bigger than he is. We've seen that for 2 years now. I just don't know how they match up A.J. Brown. I mean, we saw it on Sunday with Burrow. I mean, didn't it feel like Joe Burrow just kept throwing the ball back shoulder, like go up and get it, T. Higgins, go up and get it, Jamar Chase? I could see a bunch of those from Jalen Hurts. Like, I'm just going to throw it up, and A.J., you jump higher than them.
And their pass defense has been pretty terrible this year. I think they've given up the most passing touchdowns among every team. I think they're 22nd in yards per attempt allowed. I mean, on paper, if you go position by position, I would say the Eagles outranked the Chiefs in just about every single position, every single matchup, except for quarterback and possibly head coach.
Yeah, well, I mean, that and those clearly those are pretty big ones, so it could tip the scales and even things out as we get to Super Bowl Sunday. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Cherry Hill is up. Hey, Chuck.
What's up, my man? Been a while. Let's got to pump the brakes a little bit here. I love the Eagles. I love Hurts as one of the first callers when they got Hurts. And I think they're a super talented team. So nothing negative whatsoever. But when you say all time.
All time. But
yeah, 2007 New England with Brady throwing for 5,000 yards, Randy Moss. Point differential for what it's worth. I know you're probably going to disclaim this a little bit. Point differential for the Eagles was about 147. For New England that year was 340. I mean, it's not close. The Eagles don't even have the highest point differential in the league this year. And they didn't play anybody. Their schedule's so diluted.
Well, all right, but two things. When you include the postseason, I would imagine they do have the highest point differential now.
Now let's take a look at that. You played the Giants and you played San Fran without a quarterback. You got to dilute that. You can't count that sample.
Wait a second. Why are we diluting playoff games, but we're not going back to look at how the teams that are above them got to their big numbers during the regular season? You don't think the Niners or whoever was above the Eagles this year, was it Niners and I don't know who, Buffalo? You don't think they got to play a clown quarterback or two during the season that inflated their number?
Just look at strength of schedule. San Fran's way ahead of the Eagles this year. Just look at SOS. Look at the strength of schedule. It's right there. We played,
but they just
nobody.
Played. They just blew their doors off 2 days ago. I don't care about
they got
that.
They got the ball in the red zone three times from turnovers. What game did you watch, Joe? You're normally better
Chuck,
than this.
Chuck, wait
this
a second.
Is crazy tonight.
What's
this
crazy about it? They are 16
Everything
and they're 16
that's
and one. Wait, all right. So you, answer this.
Are you serious?
16 and one would hurt. Agreed or disagree? That's a fact.
Yeah, that's their record.
Okay.
We know their record. I think
you also mentioned this. You also mentioned the schedule. No team in NFL history has won more games against teams with winning records than this Eagles team. Never.
You can have that too, but that doesn't make you best ever. Holy Toledo!
No,
first of all,
I didn't say the best ever. I said an all time. Right. They're in all time great teams.
I know one thing you've done since you said it, okay, because I dropped my wife off the store. I've been waiting. Since you said it, you've disclaimed it four different ways from the time you said it.
Wait.
So what do you really mean, Joe? Because you've disclaimed it.
They are in the mix as an all-time great team.
Now you're in the mix. Well, gee, you were the best. Now you're in the mix.
I never said best team of all time. And those words, go back on the Odyssey app. I never said the best team of all time. I said an all-time great team.
Well, I think it's premature to say that, too, by the way.
Well, that's fine, but that's the discussion. And Tucker agrees with you, and I think some other people probably do.
I'll tell you this much. Let's try to get aligned here for a second. Over the next 3 to 5 years, I've told people, and I'm pretty much a baseball guy, as you know, but over the next 3 to 5 years, I think what the Eagles are going to accomplish is unprecedented in Philadelphia. In other words, they will be Philadelphia's best team over the next 5 years. I absolutely feel that way, and I'd love to say that about the Phillies, and they're going to be good. But the Eagles are on the brink of something no Philadelphia team's ever done before.
Well,
they're that good.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, Chuck, we agree there. And Chuck, appreciate the phone call. I mean, I hope I'm making myself clear. I never said the best football team of all time. Never said that. But you could characterize this how you want to. But you know, I think you know what I mean when I say it all. Like when we say all-time great quarterbacks, right? We're not talking about 20 of them. We're not talking about 30 of them. It's a smaller number. It's an elite group. It's a special group. Tom Brady is an all-time great. You know, you go down, let's think of a quarterback. Matt Ryan might go to the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he really will or not, but let's use that for an example. Is Matt Ryan an all-time great quarterback? Let's be real. Eli Manning probably will go to the Hall of Fame, and he beat Brady twice. Is he an all-time great quarterback? No. Right? There's a difference between all-time, but it doesn't mean, like, Joe Montana's an all-time great. Tom Brady's an all-time great. You don't have to be number one. It's to make myself clear. I'm not saying this Eagles team is the best NFL team ever, but I put them in the conversation of the upper echelon great teams ever because when they've had their quarterback, they're 16-1. We can denounce their schedule all we want, But then you have to go back and nitpick every team's schedule ever to come up with a fair representation. Here's what I know. No team in NFL history has won 10 games against teams with winning records. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, that's number 10. They're at 9 right now. They have more sacks than any team ever entering a Super Bowl. And yeah, you could tell me it's Daniel Jones, and you could tell me it's Brock Purdy. Say whatever you want. You think the Eagles are the only team to ever play an injured quarterback in the postseason, knock a quarterback out? You don't think this has ever happened before? Yet no team has ever, only four teams have ever won back-to-back playoff games, conference title game, divisional round, by 21-plus points. Like, it's almost like we want to pick apart the truth. Like, I'm giving facts, and it's like, well, yeah, I mean, the Patriots got to play David Garrard and Philip Rivers on one leg. Like, they got a championship run once against Marcus Mariota and Blake Bortles. Like, this stuff happens every few years. Doesn't mean the team itself's not that good. I mean, it happens.
I mean, Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl against Rex Grossman.
Do we take that away?
No. I do think as time goes on, we tend to forget the strength of schedule thing. Yeah. We've mentioned it before with the 72 Dolphins, and now they had a historically bad schedule in that AFC. But at this point, I agree with you. Like, it is silly that we're nitpicking everything, but don't you want them to just go out on Sunday and beat the brakes off Patrick Mahomes and make it undeniable?
Of course. I mean, yeah, that's what I want to happen. I'm on Tuesday of the week before the Super Bowl, though, so I got to feel what I feel tonight. And I got to talk to Brian in South Jersey. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, Brian. What's up?
So I want to chime in on this. I think it's a great conversation. It is hard to really decipher, you know, in watching this team if they're really the best team, during the salary cap era. But I really do feel they gotta clinch it and win it to really be, you know, in my eyes, to be really considered one of the top teams to play during the salary cap era.
Yeah, and Brian, I think that what you just said there at the end, and Tucker mentioned that 15-1 Panthers team in 2015 that lost the Super Bowl, you're probably right on that, that if they don't win, history won't remember them the way we're talking about them right now. It kind of gets lost if you lose the Super Bowl, other than the Patriots who went undefeated, so they're kind of different. But you're probably right on that. Like, if they do lose, it would take a lot of the shine of what they've accomplished away.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, undoubtedly, I mean, they've been finding, they just seem like they can win any way they need to win this year. It's pretty incredible. I'm actually fortunate enough to be going to the game, so with my oldest son. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think this is going to, you know, it's a great team to watch, or an exciting team to watch. And, you know, I mean, I think they're ultimately just going to, you know, I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I do feel confident they're going to, you know, they're going to take it home.
Yeah, Brian, enjoy it out there. I'll be out there too next week. I am, I don't know if I'm getting nervous or just apprehensive. Feels like a lot of people are starting to feel like they're going to win by a blowout over the Chiefs and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I don't feel that way. I think it's going to be a big challenge to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's the Chiefs.
I do think the Eagles are a better team. I don't think they've played a team as good as the Chiefs yet. As much as we can talk about how great they've been against winning teams, they haven't played a team like the Chiefs. And you can sit there and you can look at it on paper, and an exercise I like is trying to figure out their road to victory. And the Chiefs don't really have many except for let Patrick Mahomes be Patrick Mahomes.
In a sense, it could, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be this high scoring, but it could play out. Like, I remember the way we talked about the Super Bowl last time against the Patriots. I sat here for 2 weeks and said, I think the Eagles are better. I thought they were better top to bottom. The one place that the Patriots had the advantage on paper, obviously, was Tom Brady against Nick Foles, and Nick Foles matched them. But I thought the Eagles were better. I thought they were better on the lines. I thought they had advantages down the field with Jeffrey. I thought their running backs at that point entering the game were better. I thought they were a better team. But Tom Brady was so good, specifically in the second half, that he just kept the Patriots in the game. I wouldn't be shocked if that kind of thing plays out. I remember that Patriots team, from what I remember, didn't have great weapons at wide receiver. There was the tight end.
Chris Hogan.
That's right, right? It was the tight end. And what's this? Not great weapons at wide receiver for the Chiefs, but it's the tight end. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a back and forth kind of game and the Eagles find a way at the end. Like, we got 2 weeks for predictions and how we feel this plays out. But yeah, I'm not counting out the Chiefs, but I believe the Eagles are going to win and finish off an all-time great year. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. I'm really curious for everyone what you feel about this, because I'm ready to say it right now. I believe we're watching an all-time great NFL team. If Jalen Hurts doesn't get hurt, they might be 18-1 at this point. And they just weren't losing with this guy other than a fluky game. And their point differential, which Chuck brought up, and it's fair. I think that's a fair way to look at teams. Like, don't we realize how it flips if Hurts is in there? What do they beat the Saints by if Jalen Hurts is healthy and plays that game? They beat him by two touchdowns? So it flips another 21 points or 28 points in their point differential? Like, when Jalen Hurts played 16-1, they just won two playoff games by ridiculous margins, and the defense is putting up historic sack numbers. And they have more wins over teams with winning records than all but two teams ever. That's all true. I'm ready to say it right now. All-time great team in, you know, among the best teams of all time. I'll couch it that way for you. 215-592-9494. Agree, disagree? Are you ready to say it? Or do you need to wait to see them win the Super Bowl? We'll discuss that, and we got to play this for you. Couple things. I mean, former guest of the show, just taking it to the city of Philadelphia, criticizing, bad-mouthing, unbelievable. We have to have a ruling on this. Do we have to ban these three from the evening show? We'll hit it next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.